Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Daniel Jeremiah is actually a former scout for the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. And Daniel scouted several times, several other teams in the NFL, and now does great work for the NFL Network. And we've had Daniel on the show before, and he's incredibly knowledgeable, good buddy with Chris Rose, who's on our show a lot. And Daniel just made a recent comment about the Browns quarterback situation there, Mr. Menigan.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah hopped on the Rich Eisen show. The idea of the Browns came up, of course, everybody fascinated with the Browns quarterback situation, the two different quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders falling to the fifth round, of course, all the name and that stuff that comes with it.
People are fascinated by this.
And Rich Eisen asked him about the quarterback situation. Jeremiah really dug into the rookies.
I feel like Flacco probably has his spot reserved, and then it's going to be 3 for 2. So you got those three young guys competing for the two spots. And I would say, you know, based off of Gabriel, where he was picked, based off of the ability, you know, and I go back to Shedeur was my 20th player. He's a first round caliber player. Like talent wise, both those guys, I think, have a huge advantage over Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett has to be light years better than each of them to make the teams. To me, I think Joe Flacco is just in case they don't feel like they can be competent at the position, then you insert Joe. I think their week one starter is going to be, I think it's going to be one of those two rookies.
Daniel Jeremiah thinks the week one starter is one of the two rookies. He's on an island, but it doesn't mean he's on an island that doesn't suddenly become inhabited. Does that make any sense?
I got a feeling there's more people on that island than you know.
That's what happened on Gilligan's Island. They kept getting all these people on that island. They kept showing up. Maybe Jeremiah's going to get a lot of company there. Here's the thing about this. I don't know how, and I personally think it's Pickett, and I think the reason I think Pickett is because everything I know about sports screams, this is the guy who should win this job. But the key word there is win, because it truly, as Scott Petrak just pointed out, as we've heard many people say, it should be a competition. And if it's a competition, to me, the guy who should have the leg up is a young guy who's been a starter, who has, you would think, upside, was at least somebody's idea of a first-round pick, and who has a winning record as a starting quarterback in the NFL, and getting his chance to maybe do what a couple of other quarterbacks around the league have done in the recent years, which is find themselves and then take off. That, to me, screams, that's the guy you want to see win this job. Unless he's not up to it and somebody beats him out, which is just fine. But just looking at it, Dan, if you're the four guys, Pickett screams, this guy should be the starter to me.
The first move that the Browns made when free agency opened to alter this roster was to trade Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and I think it was a fifth-round pick, but a low-round pick.
And they flop picks.
For Kenny Pickett. I think that is fascinating, that that was the first move that this team made, was to go get Kenny Pickett.
And I don't think that can be ignored.
I point to it for the, you know, everybody's got a plan until the plan changes, right? That's how this thing always goes. And the draft did not play out the way that the Cleveland Browns thought that it would play out, hence the reason why there is a third-round quarterback and a fifth-round quarterback on here that Daniel Jeremiah is telling you had a first-round grade, according to him. Because the draft went in a direction that a lot of people did not see coming, and so the plan alters and the plan changes. But I think the Kenny Pickett fascination still remains. They may see something in him, and they may see him being a reclamation project that could help them. And that could maybe be the quarterback of the future as well. Because again, it's a third and a fifth round pick.
And we have
dice rolls.
Right. People need to remember that. If you drafted Gabriel and Sanders in the first and second rounds, that's one thing. But third and fifth round picks, Terry wrote a great story about calming down basically on Shador. And it said, 10% of fifth, sixth, seventh round picks become starters in the NFL. And that's just a fact that can't be ignored here, despite everything else. Doesn't mean he couldn't do the great job and become a starter. That'd be great. Same with Dylan Gabriel. But that's why, and Flacco is not your future.
No.
Even though Joe might be able to step in and play and win you a game or two, I would think you need to, in this situation, more so probably than win some games. And maybe making sure you try to win games by playing Flacco. You can try and win games by playing some of the other guys and find out if you have a quarterback. That's you have to do that this year.
It's also an internal philosophy that I have in quarterback development, which is that I think all quarterbacks should have to sit. Especially coming off of the college season and the college games. I just think the league, the NFL moves so fast. The reads are so much smaller. The windows are so much smaller. I believe rookie quarterbacks should have to sit and watch, because for every Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud, you can point to 3 to 4 other guys who've completely flopped out of the first round, who are supposed to be surefire
right
slam dunk prospects. I mean, Lord knows one of them is sitting on the Cleveland Browns right now in Kenny Pickett, who was a first-round pick. Like, these guys should sit, and that will forever alter my judgment as well in wanting to start some of these rookie quarterbacks and wanting to start these guys, because I think these guys just need time, and I think they need to sit in the room, and they need to see the game on tape, and they need to watch the game from the field level to see how much faster everything is moving compared to what they were dealing with in college. There is nobody on a professional football field who is going to be an accountant next year. There is nobody on a professional football field who is getting a degree in something that they're going to follow throughout life when they do not get drafted. There's nobody on an NFL field that checks that out. Their occupation and life is being in that league, and it's the one thing they are training for and the one thing that they are gunning for. The league is so much faster than the college game. And I think these rookie quarterbacks, and especially a third rounder and a fifth rounder, you need to sit and see that before you hop in there and experience it. I just, that idea and that philosophy, and I trust the hell out of Daniel Jeremiah, and it's nothing personal, but that idea and that philosophy sits in my head and screams so loud. If you want these guys to fail, I would start them week one. If you want Dylan Gabriel to fail, throw him out there week one. If you want Shador Sanders to fail, throw him out there week one.
All right, let me play devil's advocate on that, though.
Go for it.
What if one of them, I don't care which one, what if them gets into training camp and just clearly looks better than everybody else? Looks better than Pickett, looks better than Flacco, looks better than the other rookie. Especially if it's Dylan Gabriel, who went to UCF as a freshman, ended up being the starter, played well. Transfers to Oklahoma, plays well. Goes to Oregon last year, plays really well. I mean, he's had 6 years of college five and a half of them playing football. He was hurt after, what, three games, I think, at UCF in his third year. I mean, he's played a lot of college football. He might be a guy who, like Russell Wilson, Russell went from NC State to Wisconsin. He might be a guy who's ready to take the field as a third-round draft choice. And if he goes into camp and really looks good and looks like the best quarterback, I wouldn't mind starting him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, then let's join Mr. Peabody and Sherman, hop in the Wayback Machine, and go back to when Russell Wilson was drafted, right? How did they do it? They ran the ball 30 to 35 times a game.
And what did the Browns do in the draft along with drafting two quarterbacks?
Do the Browns have a Hall of Fame running back who was a one-man wrecking crew that caused an earthquake in a playoff game?
No.
Because of the run that he busted against the New Orleans
Saints? No, but they have two guys they drafted and another one who's had some success for them.
Some success, not earthquake-level success.
No.
Right. So that's the other side of this. If you are going to commit to the idea of being the 2000, what was it, 7, 8, somewhere, no, later, nonetheless, being the Seattle Seahawks of the Russell Wilson era, where you are turning around, handing the ball off, you are going to play lockdown defense with the Legion of Boom, you are going to confuse people to no end and wreak havoc all over the league with your defense and your ability to run the ball and get your quarterback 15 to 20 throws a game that'll be wide open. If that's the style of ball you want to play and you think that Dylan Gabriel can do that, there's your path.
And see, that's what I think they might
be. Even then, I'd still set him.
But you drafted a tight end. You drafted two running backs. You reinforced your offensive line by signing some key veteran free agents. I think that's exactly what they want to do. And I think Gabriel is the perfect Kevin Stefanski quarterback for that. If he can do what he did in college at the pro level, despite the fact that he's 5'11" on a good day.
The thing with Russ that everybody forgets, because we know Russell Wilson now, and 12 years ago, Russell Wilson is a distant memory.
Much different player. Right? He was good,
fast,
man.
As all get out.
He was really good.
His arm strength, it was nuts. And he could rifle it wherever he needed to at that point. He was as fast as they came, and it was so funny because I think it was Nate Tice. He was working with The Athletic at the time in Yahoo Sports. He wrote a whole piece once. I've worked in the league for an extended period of time. Kid of Mike Tice.
Mike Tice, former Vikings coach.
Right. And he goes, Russell Wilson is Baker Mayfield, except he's fast. And I never thought of it that way until I saw different throw charts and went, holy mackerel, you're right. Russell Wilson is Baker Mayfield, except way more athletic.
I'm not sure of that comparison because Baker came along a lot later.
Right, but like that was the way that he looked because it was like the throw chart where it was like, okay, he can't see this part of the field, so he don't throw there. He can't see this part of the field, so he won't throw there. Okay. But he'll throw deep. He'll throw beautiful deep balls over the middle, like that kind of stuff. And it was just the way that it all planned out. And I went, you know, it was kind of one of those eye-opening moments. I don't know if Dylan Gabriel has that level of athleticism. And I don't think that Dylan Gabriel has the arm strength plus accuracy of Baker Mayfield that made Baker as good as he was. Well, and is. Like, I don't think those components are there to go with it. Russell Wilson fell to the third round because at that point we saw short quarterback and went, this can't work. There's no way this will work. It hasn't worked since Doug Flutie. Well, then Drew Brees came around and that bucked it a little bit. And then Russell Wilson came around and that bucked it a little bit. And now Baker Mayfield is in and that's bucking it as well. And you could point to Kyler Murray and his level of success and so on and so forth down the line we go. But it was just a different philosophy at that point. I think Russ was more skilled at that point than Dylan Gabriel is now. That's the thing that would slow me up in wanting to make that comparison.
Okay. All right. Obviously, this is something we'll be talking about in the days, weeks, months ahead.
Does that make any modicum of sense, by the way? Or am I just babbling?
It's open for debate.
Okay. 1140 is Menigan an idiot. 216474.
That wouldn't last a whole segment.
Too much of a consensus too fast.
I think everybody's going to be right there one way or the other. They're going to nail that one. What is coming up here in just a few minutes, ESPN put together a little exercise. The NFL all-quarter century team. They included coaches and everything else. There are a couple of guys in orange helmets on this thing. We're going to touch on that coming up. It's Baskin and Phelps, Menigan in for Andy today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.